Welcome back, my friends. Wow, the three of you are really noisy. Welcome, my friends. We got a great room here. It's the beautiful private lounge right here at Outland Cigars South Park, where we are celebrating two outstanding cigars, La Serena and Jack slash Sticks, or Sticks slash Jacks. We'll have to find out from Danny what's going on. Believe me, he's full of it. When it comes to information about his cigars and everything else, we're very, very excited to be here. Chef Eric, of course, up May 16th and 17th, for all you eggheads out there, we'll be up in the North Georgia Mountains at a beautiful time of the year for the North Georgia Mountain Fest, Mountain Egg Fest, with John Hall and Kim Youngblood, and the whole gang's going to be there. Absolutely spectacular place.
Can't wait.
It's going to be very exciting. And, of course, April 21st, we're hoping are going to be the first ship to. But, of course, I was down in the Vidalia onion fields, literally frolicking in the onions, which we'll get to later. But anyway, I was in a real sweet night. We're in the fields, and I got to tell you, they may be a week or so off, but typical of Schumann Produce and Real Sweet Vidalia onions, they only bring the onions to your table when they're ready. They're at their zenith. They're at their very best. Just like Chef Eric is at his very best once he gets done smoking his tuna.
Okay, yeah, thanks. All right, so that recipe is good. We're going to continue that one a little bit later. Right now, what I want to start.
Wait a minute.
With,
wait.
Oh, well, it's got a smoke. Cigar. It's got a cold smoke. So this recipe is a little bit our next recipe we're jumping into, and I'm starting with a large Peruvian sweet onion from Schumann Produce, because we are not in the season yet, and we're going to let this go. I've got specifically grapeseed oil that we're using. Excuse me, safflower seed oil that we're using, and safflower, grapeseed, avocado, walnut. Those are really the best oils. Safflower oil happens to be good to up to 450 degrees.
What happens at 451?
Well, it will start volatilizing, and then it does all the nasty things that canola oil does at 250 degrees.
But now, wait a minute. Volatizing?
Yeah.
Did you make that word up?
I did not, actually.
I'm going to check my Funkin' Wagnalls. Anyway, go ahead.
Yes, there you go. Is that the large print edition, or?
No.
Just kidding.
You making fun of? Don't worry,
no,
there, Chemo Slobby. You'll be wearing reading glasses.
I can't see at all. Trust me.
All right. How many fingers am I holding up?
I have no idea.
All right. Well,
probably one is what I'm guessing.
You're the number one chef in my world.
Thank you. So anyway, then what I did here is I've gone in and added. We just let those saute a bit. I've added some garlic and ginger that I've minced, nice and fine. We're going to let this go for about a minute, and then. And we don't want that to burn, so I'm constantly going to be stirring it. And this is going to serve as part of the base for our sea bass. This is the Chilean sea bass recipe.
I thought that was illegal.
What, Chilean sea bass?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
It's not. It's illegal from certain areas because it's overfished. But this is from Whole Foods, so... They're very responsible in that way.
Oh, by the way, you had an interesting experience at Whole Foods today.
I did. Before I tell you about that, though, I'm going to tell you about these great tomatoes that now I'm adding into this. And these tomatoes are heirloom cherry tomatoes. So they're all sort of different colors and just beautiful, beautiful flavor to them. You can use plum tomatoes as well. You want to make sure you seed them if you're using plum tomatoes. But we're going to let these cook down for a bit until they get nice and soft.
See, I'm glad you told me that, because I was looking at the pan and I saw red and green. I thought, man, were you trying to get the discount tomatoes?
No. These are quite the contrary. These are the beautiful heirlooms that, you know, you're going to see all sorts of different colors and shapes, and some are big, some are smaller. They all taste fantastic, though. So if you've never tried these before, I know that they sell them across the Whole Foods system, and it's really a great thing to give a try for. And the nice thing about it is, you know, if you use Roma tomatoes, which is fine, you're going to want to slice them a little bit thinner, and you're probably going to cut them in half, so they're about a quarter of the Roma tomato each. This is just a better bite size as far as I'm concerned. Okay, so the tomatoes are starting to break open a little bit. I'm going to add in about two-thirds of a cup of Kalamata olives that I've sliced.
Did you do that for Tom?
Yes. I've got
Pocadillas. I guess that's not an Irish olive.
A quarter cup of capers and about a teaspoon of red pepper flakes. And we'll mix that all up. Now we're going to add some wine.
Now, let me ask you, did you sample the wine? Because you've, yeah. Now,
you know, you never want to cook with wine that...
Really, right out of the bottle? That's so me.
You want some?
Please.
Okay. So, the wine tastes great. It's a Pinot Grigio. And so I've got about a cup and a half here. And I'm going to go ahead and add that to the pan. Now what I'm going to do is go ahead and cover this up with some tin foil, and it's going to simmer for about 8 minutes. Then we're going to add in our sea bass in just a bit.
Well, while you're simmering your bass, I am going to tell you a little story, my friends. It goes back thousands of years. She was the goddess Atargatis. Now, the goddess Atargatis decided to take on a human lover. Well, she did, and in the throes of passion, accidentally, he died. She was so shocked, she was so ashamed, that she turned herself from a beautiful woman, a goddess, into half mermaid, half fish, half human. Thank God she kept the top half for human, but that without saying. So, as the generations went on, and new little mermaids were raised, it fell upon the gods of the sea, her father, Danny, or as we like to call him, Poseidon, his wife, who could not be here, the goddess Amphitrite, is at home. She is a goddess of the sea. And together, they had a union. From that union came a mermaid. And this beautiful mermaid, thanks to surgery, got rid of the fins. And now, with all of her education, the thousands of dollars Ma and Dad, the king and queen, the god and goddess of the seas, dumped into her finer education. She took her regular degree, her bachelor's degree, that has nothing to do with what she's doing now, and as she has turned into a true goddess of cigars, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure, and I want you to slap your fins together for the goddess of the sea, the mermaid, Ariel! And the guy interviewing her, the fat man, the colonel, the great guy, Kevin. Thank you. All right, please ignore the crickets in the background, my friends. You guys do very well. You might get some samples out of this. Ariel, congratulations. What an amazing cigar. But let's talk a little bit about your histoire.
Absolutely, and thank you guys so much for having me. This is really exciting.
Have you ever been on a radio show like this?
No, I've never been invited anywhere near food before. I'm really great at eating it, but anything that involves cooking it, I'm told to stay out of the kitchen.
You know, Chef Eric, there is nothing more pathetic than a hard body, beautiful person saying, "Oh, I love to eat." Seriously?
Well, she obviously eats things that are good for her. By the way, I'm adding in the sea bass into our little dish here now.
Yeah, hurry up. Let's steam your bass, will you? All right, back to the mermaid. Now, Ariel, what a great name, too. Let's talk a little bit about your background, because all kidding aside, you're extremely well-educated, and you do cigar business as part of your life, but you've got a very other part of your life that I'd like to touch on before we get into the cigars. You are a very talented singer, actress. You even got your SAG card.
I do. I have a lot of passions, and I like to explore all of them at all times, which keeps me very busy. So, yes, my undergraduate degree was in musical theater, which I still pursue whenever I'm in New York, which isn't often. And then I did go on for my master's in hearing education. So I'm a
teacher.
Which
is really passionate for you. We talked last night. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
So what I do is I'm independently contracted by the Department of Education, which is great because I make my own hours. So it allows me to teach twice a week. I work with students Mondays and Tuesdays, and then I hit the road on Wednesdays, travel for cigars Wednesdays through Sundays, come back and start all over again on Monday. But it really is a way that I get to do all the things that are important to me and definitely keep busy while doing it.
You work with really young kids that have cochlear implants.
Yes. My students are currently right now 4 years old, and they're in pre-K. One is implanted bilaterally, and the other two are hearing aids. It's really fun and extremely rewarding and challenging, and it keeps me excited, and it keeps me going while I'm on the road, you know, with the cigars. It's something nice to come home to.
Now, you actually had a really neat experience last night or yesterday. You actually got a very cool email.
Yeah, so I was sitting at breakfast getting ready for our cigar event, and I got an email from one of my students' parents that she placed in the 99 percentile for the gifted and talented test. And this morning I got a follow-up email that the test was even harder. This year was the hardest test. So from working together, we really accomplished great things, and obviously she's an incredible student to work with. So that's the exciting part.
You're modest and humble, as most mermaids should be. And when we come back, a little more with the mermaid. We'll check in with Chef Eric, find out how his bass is doing. And it's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating the good life. What better place on earth than beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina, with the coolest customers, the greatest cigars, the best chef, and yours truly, taking it to the streets of Charlotte, North Carolina, baby.
Woo!